1964, Stonewall Jackson, Don't Be Angry, at 8:26, yeah.
If I were a tower of strength, I'd walk away, I'd look in your eyes, and here's what I'd say. The door, you'd be down on your knees. ever be.
I saw a picture of Sue Richards, and I don't think she needs any support. Huh? Tower of Strength on WWOL, winning country for Buffalo. C.W. McCall, his latest.
Me and RJ and the kids was on a camp out in the mountains, and we had one of them You Drive Marmy Jeep cars, which we'd rented from a fella by the name of Q Bosky for $30 a day. Buy your gas along the way, take a rabbit's foot, and leave a pint of blood for a deposit. And he explained it all to us, how we were supposed to get to Telluride, which is 50 miles away by way of the regular highway. However, there was a shortcut, but unless we had drove the Black Bear Road before, we'd better be off to stay in bed, sleep late. Pay no attention to the guitar there. Well, we took up off on the highway, and we come upon a sign that says, Black Bear Road, you don't have to be crazy to drive this road, but it helps. I says, RJ, this must be the shortcut road Kubowski's talking about. She didn't pay no mind, because she was making peanut butter sandwiches for the kids in the back seat, throwing rocks and drinking Kool-Aid and playing count the license plates. But they wasn't having too much fun counting the license plate or cars, because there weren't no other cars. We went about a mile and a half, about 4 hours, busted off the right front fender, tore a hole in the oil pan on rocks big as a hall closet, went over bumps, spilt the Kool-Aid, and Roy G. stuck his polo knife right through the convertible top, and the dog threw up over in the back seat. Peanut butter don't agree with me, see. So we had to stop, take off the top, and air everything out, cleaned up. The dog ran off, and RJ says she felt her asthma coming on. I was sitting there wondering what to do when the entire scenic San Juan You Drive Marmy Jeep car sank in the mud at 13,000 feet above sea level. Well, we shoveled it out and ate our lunch. Dog made a yellow hole in the snow, and Roy Jean got out his Instamatic and took a snapshot of it. Mary Elizabeth drew a picture of the road. It looked like a whole bunch of Z's and W's all strung together. And RJ took one look at it and said the only way that Jeep car is going down that road is over her dead body. Then a rock slipped out from under the wheel, and the U-Drive Marmy Jeep car went right over the edge of the cliff. Doggone it, Roy Jean. How many times do I have to explain it to you? When I tell you to put a rock under the wheel, I mean rock. Now look at that, what you'd have there. No bigger than grapefruit.
C.W. McCall, Black Bear Road, at 8:30 on WWOL with Jackson Ulysses Gillen.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes me feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. My wife often frowns when we're out on the town and I'm wearing a suit and a tie. She's sipping vermouth and she thinks I'm uncouth when I yell as the waiter goes by. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. Well, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like beer. Last night I dreamed that I passed from the scene and I went to a place so sublime. All the water was clear and tasted like beer. Then they turned it all into wine. I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow.
Makes him feel mellow.
Whiskey's too rough. Champagne costs too much. Vodka to put my mouth in gear. Oh, this little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I love beer.
Yeah.
I think he gave me an idea for tonight. Tom T. Hall, I like beer, we like fun, we like country music, and that's why we're all here on a Friday night at 27 and a half before 9 o'clock. That's Stucky.
She got up, pulled back the curtains,